ما بين إسرائيل ويسرائيل راك بسخيرس من يسرائيل آخر. If the house, again, we're talking about Mechiras Chametz here, the Dinam of Mechiras Chametz. If the house is by a Yid, Rak Beschiras Miyisrael Acher, and he rented it from another Yid, which is many people, right? You rent the house from another Yid. Azai Eini Yochel Aschir L'Achem. You can't go rent out your house to a Goy Lebeis Dira, the Li Rishus HaMafna. You can't rent out, you can't sublet your apartment without the Rishus of the lender, of the renter. Lachin Yasav Eferish HaMa'akam She'enam Aschir L'Lodur Boi. You have to tell the guy, you're not giving it to him. You're not renting it to him to live there. Rak lahatzib by kalim and metaltalim, only to hold his kalim and his metaltalim. Avalei yaskir beferish lahatzib by esach chametz, but he should not rent it to him beferish in order to be machzik chametz. Rak stam lahatzik, right? He should stam have it. Lahatzib by kalim metaltalim kiritzayne. He can use the apartment to store his stuff there, but he can't have the actual apartment. If the master is in the city, then he should take rishus from him to rent it out. The pain, meaning go ask your guy, ask the tenant if you can sublease it. Somebody who's traveling for Pesach, and his wife is going to be selling the chametz. As a cheder, he should give her rishus beferish that she should rent the cheder out. Also, lastly, tonight in ma'akum shalachar a pesach b'chuyev ma'akum l'mocher loy. It's also to make a tonight with the goy that after pesach the goy is mechuyev to sell it to him. Or Yisrael mechuyev lasu v'klanes amena, or that Yisrael is mechuyev to get it back. And you can't make any tonight whatsoever. Aval yochel avtichay, but you can tell him, you can give him a full faith estimate. She also looks menu. He's going to buy it back from Sheyitin Loi Rebach, and he's going to give him some profit. My meaning, he'll when the Yid buys back the chametz, the guy is going to make a few dollars on it. Zion also limkaras the chametz to mumer or the mumeris. You're not allowed to sell the chametz to a mumer or to a mumeris. Meaning, they're not frum. The loy leben mumeris and not to a son of a mumeris. How we should yolad to me'akum lachat jamira. Even though she gave birth to him when she intermarried with, because she's a Yid. But these dinim, they're like a Yid. It's like the chametz of Yisrael that Pesach was over Pesach and it's Osir Bahana. Fine.
Even he says that rather than Lifnei Yizer. Is there a lifnei yiver with a mumer?
Yeah. Yeah, there is, sure.
So stam it's a lav. Why is the problem that
yeah,
I
so
won't
Mishnah
be able
Berurah,
to
Mishnah Berurah brings it. Mishnah Berurah brings what you're saying. It's also lifnei yiver. Why the kitzur doesn't bring it, I don't know.
Seems all that's right. A worse problem than chametz shavu over Pesach.
Well, the question is, can you use it?
Well, it would be b'shoigig, no?
Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah l'maaseh matters that if by mistake you gave it to the guy and you sold it to a Yid thinking that it was okay because he's a mumer and he's considered a guy, Mishnah Berurah says you're allowed to use it after Pesach. It's very, very hard to understand.
The fact that it's by a mumer, is the mumer is keeping it, holding it, owning it, is that not a shagig?
Maybe.
See, he's dafka do it. The whole thing's a shagig.
Right, could be. That could be. Yeah, fine. Ches mishi yeshu chametz v'makam acher. Somebody has chametz someplace else. I bederech or on the way, v'agolos, v'sfina, on wagons, ships, yochel amacher gamken, you could sell it, agav karka shav v'makayma, you could sell it, agav the karka, where it is. We should also make it hefker in front of Bezdin or in front of three men. Meaning on the tzad that the kinyanim don't work, they're making it hefker. And let's say chametz came to you on Pesach, which happens. You know, people forget their Amazon, what's it called? Subscribe and save. And they forget to cancel it. And chametz comes delivered. So akum kaina. The guy that buys it will pay the shipping, the yeser hatzos, and the other expenses. Then he has to hold on to it. So what we do nowadays is that we ask the guy, at least in the mechira that we do, we ask the guy, say, anything that's being shipped, anything that's this, he's also buying, and then when you get it, you just put it away with the rest of the chametz, and it's considered sold. And if chametz was brought to him that it was sent by a guy, and he didn't know about it, could also be maybe, and he could pay for it. What's to pay the person who's bringing it? The Yisrael shouldn't be busy with it at all. Yafkira gam kein b'fnei bezdin. You should be mafkir also in front of bezdin. Oy b'fnei gimel anoshim, or in front of three men. That's mi sheyesh rechaim. If somebody has a mill, v'toychenem noisnim meches, and those that grind in the mill have to pay tax. Tvua mechumetzes, and the tax is chametz grain. Tzarach limkar oy lasar es rechaim. He needs to sell or to rent out the rechaim koydem pesach. Before Pesach, la'akum to a guy. Yud v'ini mechiras behemos sheyachilu ma'akum chametz yesh machloikas v'ini gedoilim. So selling a behema that the guy is going to feed him chametz is a machloikas between the gedoilim. Mishav shel Elizar, you could be careful, meaning feed only kosher lePesach food to your animals. Fine, type like that's good. And if not, yasa apia ros chacham, should do apia ros chacham. Which is, I don't know, in our mechiras chametz, we sell the guy, the animal, and the food. And then the people could continue feeding the chametz to the guy. I don't know how that works exactly. Yeah, whatever. Fine. Lots of planes. You'd get. You said until you'd get, including you'd gimel. I'm sorry. You said including you'd gimel.
No, you'd including your base. I think it is. Your gimel is the Yiddish one. It's the last one. But you.
I know. Well, one second. We're up to you. I'm just
yud
trying
aleph.
To see.
You're up to Yud aleph.
We're up to Yud aleph. Yeah. No, I'm just trying to see. Your gimel is tomorrow. Okay. Mutar lahalvis Yisrael kikar chametz kaidem haPesach. You're allowed to lend a yid a loaf of chametz on Pesach sheyaseloi. After Pesach, that he could give it back to him after Pesach. Yeah, why? Because it's not because you didn't ask him specifically to hold on to that loaf, and he lent him bread, and then he's going to give it back to you. All right. And there are places that you know with no issue with this. All right, fine. And the comments of the Yisrael is in the guy's rishos. Ay behipach, or the opposite. Chemtza shel akum rishus Yisrael. The comments of the guy is in the rishus of Yisrael. Yas sheila hek his nag boy ki yesh b'zeh harbi chiluk edinim. You have to ask a sheila because there's many chiluk edinim when it comes to this. Right? Meaning a guy is working. You have this a lot with the cleaning ladies. They come, they live in a yid's house. They want to bring chametz. Right? So you have to make sure they don't mix in with the kalim, obviously, and they have to eat in their own spot, et cetera, et cetera. Somebody today actually asked me an interesting shaila. A rabbi out on the West Coast asked me a shaila where they're intermarried, like we had in tonight's kitzer. Well, the shaila, they're intermarried. The mother's Jewish, the father's a guy. They're coming for Pesach, and they have to give the dog chametz stick of food. So the shaila is, who owns the dog? The mother or the father? Meaning normally in Jewish law, in Yiddish law, mashukanta ishukanta baila. Right? So the husband is, if the husband's a guy, I don't know how that works. If we say mashukanta ishukanta, comes up every year with mafiras chametz. Can does that work? Does that not work with when it's a marriage that's not recognized by halacha? But yeah, whatever. That was the shiloh of the day.
You also had another thing with
Ostabore.
the halacha yud, with the petach amor, right?
What do you mean?
You had a K, I think. With you, not the, I don't remember. A few years ago, with the mechira helped save someone that had that had a I don't know what the terminology is, but Didn't,
had
but
a
it's what bukhar petach amor or something that it wasn't Tziyakov thought that
his.
the Mechira helped. It came out that it was a shutif while it was pregnant. A bechayr of a, yeah.
Someone in Houston, I think, called you. Oh, you stam. Yeah, they forgot to sell. What was that to do with this?
I think it was the Bechira helped you.
No, that was the story would have nothing.
That was so. Well, yeah. So
No.
I said I wasn't sure if it was you or not. Though. What was that story?
Melata said that they sold the cow and whatever they sold the hamor, they sold the sheep, I think. Or I don't know, whatever it was, the animal they had sold it in the Mechiras Chametz, and then it was owned by a guy. Once it's owned by a guy, then there's no longer a Bechor issue.
Right.
Yeah, all right, let's stop recording.
No, not yet.
No, it's still recording.